1 week left on Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Well, I've come to Florida today to talk about two very, very, very important programs.
President Biden doubling down on his claims Republicans would slash Social Security and Medicare if they retake control of Congress.
He said one of the state's Republican senators, Rick Scott, has proposed sunsetting federal programs and having Congress vote on them again every 5 years. The president said this could put entitlement programs on the chopping block.
A senator from Florida going after Medicare and Social Security? I tell you what, I don't know where, as they say in Southern, don't know where y'all been. Hot damn, boy.
Scott has said the programs are running out of money. And the House Minority Leader has said with a Republican majority, they will curb spending, but he did not commit to less spending on entitlement programs.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the president also telling voters his policies are making progress and lowering costs. Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp disagrees and says some issues cross party lines.
Whether you have a job or not, whether you can care for your family, whether your kids are in the classroom.
He's trying to fend off a rematch challenge from Democrat Stacey Abrams. The man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband in their California home last week, just making his first court appearance in San Francisco, pleading not guilty. He'll be held without bail for now. 42-year-old David DePappy facing multiple state and federal charges. The Pentagon thinks Russia could seek more help from Iran and Ukraine.
Defense Department spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder tells reporters the U.S. has concerns Russia may seek additional advanced munition capabilities from Iran.
For example, surface-to-surface missiles to use in Ukraine. And so if we see Russia employing such capabilities on the battlefield, we'll certainly do what we can to illuminate that.
Responding to reports suggesting Iran is expected to carry out an attack on targets in Saudi Arabia or in Iraq, where U.S. troops are located.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
An arrest made in the recent shooting outside New York Congressman Lee Zeldin's Long Island home while his teenage daughters were inside doing homework.
If I, as a four-term congressman running for governor, can have this happen at my front yard, it can happen to anybody.
The Republican is focused on crime in his campaign, accusing Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul of insulting voters on the issue. Hochul insisting she's working to make the state safer, including changes to bail reform. Zeldin saying today the suspect now in custody is 18 years old and had the gun used in the shooting outside his home, but police are still investigating whether he was the shooter. Israel, holding its fifth election since 2019, considered another referendum on former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his fitness to serve while still fighting corruption charges. There's exit polling suggesting that Netanyahu and his allies may have won enough seats to return to power, but nothing official yet. Taylor Swift announces a new stadium tour.
Taylor Swift is making history and heading back on the road. to thank fans for their support. The pop star unveiled her latest tour on Good Morning America.
The tour is called the Eras Tour, and it's a journey through all of my musical eras of my career.
The tour kicks off March 18th in Arizona and is her first since her Reputation run 5 years ago. She had planned a stadium run following Lover, but it was postponed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Since then, she released 3 albums, Folklore, Evermore, and her latest release, Midnights, which dropped October 21st, and has already made history, commanding all top 10 spots on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Take 2 in Philadelphia tonight for Game 3 of the World Series. Postponed last night by rain, the Phillies and the Houston Astros tied at a game apiece. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.